Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Andy Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, I'm happy it's Friday. How about you? You happy it's Friday?
Oh, no. I wish it was Monday. Love this job.
Gosh.
Love hanging out with you guys every day.
At first, it was like, oh, he's being funny, sarcastic. Then he's just kind of mean.
No. Now you look mean. I kind of flipped the coin around because if you loved your job and your coworkers, you would wish every day was Monday.
Why?
But
just
you don't.
Spend more time. I'm leaving it too.
Oh, yeah. Makes you look even worse.
I'm not even going to be here for the whole show. But you guys are going to want to stick around. We've got a great show planned for you. I've got a volleyball tournament I got to get to, and I have a volleyball game at 3:30. And I didn't want to take the whole day off. Normally, this weekend would be a travel weekend for us. We would, if you've listened to the show for a long time, I would travel to Christ Lutheran School Peoria, for a big tournament. The tournament that we used to go to, huge tournament. It's so old that I played at it when I was in grade school.
Dang, that's old.
Super old. And you're twice my age, so
no,
that's really
that's
saying
not,
something.
That's not true.
But they last year was the last year for that, so we picked up the tournament and built a tournament locally. So if you're listening to this and you're going to be at a Lutheran volleyball tournament this weekend, might see you. I'll try to behave. Also, I wanted to mention Brew in the Lou is this weekend. It is tomorrow, and tickets are still available for that. Discount on your tickets if you buy them ahead of time. You can go to brewintheloo.com. I'll give you more information on that a little bit later in the show. So I'm heading out at 2, and the Manny Fry Show is taking over from there. But, you know, I'm thinking about the news cycle as it has been churning along. And when I go into a Friday show, I'm kind of thinking to myself, like, what are some of the more fun topics that we can discuss? Like, what are the things happening in the news that are going to be a little more playful to talk about or whatever it might be? And some of these stories, like the Katie Porter story that we've covered, there have been videos that have come out since then. You know, get out of my effing shot, she says to her staffer. And the staffer's like, you're giving the wrong information. And she's like, but you're in my blanking shot. And she's like, okay, just get the point right. And then she moves out. And then Katie Porter's like, you're in my shot before, too. It's a rundown of it. And then we haven't talked about this at all. And I don't know. There's the New Jersey governor race, which a Republican might win. And I think I've heard people who kind of know. Joe Concha said on the show, mm-hmm. and he's from New Jersey. He said the Republicans, is it Chittorelli? Is that how you say it? Something like
Chittorelli.
That? He's the Republican. And there's kind of a scandal going on with the Democrat candidate in that race, and she plagiarized something, or she did something in college. She wasn't even allowed to walk at college.
West Point.
And okay, well, that's not college. That's bigger than college. That's a problem. Don't you ever wonder how these people, the Katie Porters of the world, the whatever the lady's name in Jersey that's running, and then you go over to the Virginia Attorney General race, and that's the one that we haven't mentioned at all on this show. That Attorney General candidate, the Democrat Attorney General, texts back and forth with this person. I don't even know who the texts were sent to.
I don't either.
Old staffer or something like that? I don't know. But was essentially saying that, well, the quote was, you've got three bullets. It's his opponent, who's a Republican, Hitler and Pol Pot. And he says two bullets in the head of his opponent. That he would leave Pol Pot and Hitler to take his opponent out with two bullets. And then he goes on to talk about his kids and stuff like that.
Oh, it's bad.
Mm-hmm. It's worse than bad.
It's bad because it's not just like, ooh, one really bad misstep comment. He did it over and over and over, talking about, yeah, I wouldn't mind shooting him.
Couldn't possibly be misconstrued. It gets bad, and then he doubles down and he makes it worse. Mm-hmm. He's completely unapologetic, and he feels comfortable text messaging this. Like, you doofus, don't put it in writing. Yeah. All you do is screenshot this, and it's...
You're done.
You gotta own it. That expresses to me the great comfort that certain people, and I'm not going to say Democrats, there are Republicans saying stupid things in text messages, I'm certain of it, but what is the matter with these people where they get so comfortable in certain circumstances with this type of language, with that type of mentality? Like, I don't get it. Then the follow-up question is, with these races, now these are all high profile races because they don't happen at midterms. They happen in an off year. So the Illinois statewide races will happen next year. You're starting to see candidates like Ted Dabrowski, Darren Bailey, and a few others who are running for governor in Illinois. So that primary is going to start cooking here pretty hot pretty soon. But it's a midterm election. So everybody gets into an even numbered year and is like, okay, it's an election year. Is it a big one or is it a little one? And you have the Virginia, New Jersey situation, and it becomes an even bigger deal because everybody can just kind of foster over these smaller races that normally the entire nation would be captivated by. Why is it that the Katie Porters, the lady governor candidate from Jersey, who I can't remember her name, don't care, and the Jay Jones is the name of the guy who's running for the Democrat. He's the Democrat running for Attorney General in Virginia. Why are they like this? And how do they get this far? These are big races. California governor, New Jersey governor, Virginia Attorney General. I heard a conversation on Fox News earlier today where they were talking about these Attorney General races. They're starting to be as powerful almost as the governor races, like what we've seen attorneys general do across the country, specifically right here in the state of Missouri, Josh Hawley, Eric Schmidt, Andrew Bailey. I don't know what Catherine Hanaway is going to be doing, but it's probably going to change the face of the country for the better. That's just kind of the way that office handles its business. You know, Governor Kehoe and Governor Parson, they're working hard in the state of Missouri, but that kind of stays in the border of Missouri. What we've seen these former attorneys general do has an implication across the country. So Jay Jones probably does matter to us more than these governor races do. How do they get this far being like this? And are we only scratching the surface on what the majority of people who have made it that, like, maybe you have to be this way to get that far?
Ooh, I don't know. Otherwise, everybody would be like that. And they're not. These are specific individuals.
Some people wouldn't have the stomach for it.
Yeah. No, I'll say this. Of the AG candidate in Virginia, the guy that's talking about shooting his opponents over and over in text, and then the New Jersey governor candidate, those two I can see them squeaking through because...
New Jersey and where?
The Virginia AG candidate.
The Democrat?
I could see them squeaking through because that's stuff that even if you vet them, you may miss something. And I'm not saying that's good. You know,
you're saying squeak through to get to the place where they are right now.
Yes.
Not in the coming election.
Correct.
Okay, I got
correct. What, and they also may win the elections, though. I mean, we don't know. But they could squeak through to the place where they are now because the entire apparatus that's supposed to vet them, could miss that stuff. It happens. They shouldn't miss it, but it happens. The Katie Porter one shocks me because she is like that all the time.
She's publicly known to have gone through anger management.
She also is just very unlikable to even the people in her inner circle. And then trying to present her as somebody else becomes difficult and hasn't worked.
I also don't think that she's tried to present herself as somebody else. She's had to go through anger management. She threw a boiling pot of potato water on her husband, who she has now since been divorced. She's known to be ragey like this. Does it not matter in California? Is that what it is?
That is what it is. Yeah, if you're in that deep blue of a part of the country, maybe even deep red, mm-hmm. you could say the opposite, although I haven't heard that as much, that you just don't get, you don't get vetted by the media. I can tell you that for sure, because that's how we got Kamala Harris.
That's really the essence of the entire Katie Porter story. She's like, follow-up questions? Who do you think you are? And she's like, I think I'm an investigative reporter.
I've asked this of everyone.
Yeah.
You're not special.
It's funny to me, in that back and forth between the investigative reporter and Katie Porter, how in doing her job, the reporter basically is like, I'm just asking you what I asked everybody else. It's like not even a tailored interview. It's not even something she kind of tries to soften what she's actually trying to do.
Yeah.
And it's like the questions are cakewalks to begin with.
Yeah. Let me try to help you here. You don't. Oh, you don't want help?
This
let
is
me
going
still try
really
to help you.
Bad for you. Yeah. I know a lot of people in elected office. I know a lot of, I guess I should say, elected officials, and they're good people. I know people who are in elected office who I would consider to not be good people. You know, I know some background horror stories. It's, you know, locally even. They're, actually, sometimes local politics, like local, is the nastiest of them all because it's super personal. It's like the story that we just heard from Trisha yesterday in Annie, Are You Okay? Where some cat put a Halloween decoration scene on the front yard and it was body bags of people who are in their local government.
Yeah. Live down the street.
That's certifiable. Can you have a consequence for text messages? Like those are threatening text messages. Is it free speech? Is it, you know, the speech is violent. Should there be consequences for that? In the political landscape, the consequence is you lose your election. And the people are like, we're not good with that. But at this, you know, oh, both sides need to calm down. Both sides need to chill out. I mean, when we talk about the temperature of the political climate right now and how it needs to simmer a little bit, people need to step back and let things cool off a little bit. The left all points towards Donald Trump. And I'm going to be honest, I don't see Donald Trump saying inflammatory things the way Republicans or the way Democrats are saying it. The one thing that and we're going to open the phones here in just a second, and I'll head people off, or maybe I'll just put the ball on the tee for our lefty friends who want to call in. People will probably cite Donald Trump saying that he could shoot somebody in Times Square and still get votes, still have the support. I think that there's an incredibly dumb thing to say because we're still talking about it 10 years later. Like, that's how you know it was a dumb thing to say. It's still a chambered round for the left, so to speak, to try to fire against the president's administration. But when President Trump says that, it's not a personal threat. It's not a target towards a person. He was using a violent analogy to articulate the support that he has from those who love him and love what he's doing. Poor choice of words, but that is different than saying that you'd put two bullets in your opponent. Do you think Trump is hateful in the way he speaks? Do you think Trump is responsible for the rhetoric, the heightened violent rhetoric that we have right now? Is Trump responsible for it?
I don't think he's the genesis of it. He's response to it. He is definitely divisive in what he says. And there, make no mistake about it. He is there to fight. But he's not hateful and inciting violence. He's not. And you know how I know? Because if he had, he would have been prosecuted for it 15 times already. They would have already had him. And they don't, because he hasn't.
Should he change the way he speaks?
Now, at this point, he is who he is. And that's actually what people like about
him. Would he be where he is right now if he would have been softer spoken?
No.
And less divisive?
No.
I mean, I think he rose to the moment.
He absolutely did.
And he beat it. And I don't think, we've seen a lot of the Mitt Romneys of the world, you know, straighten their tie and coif their hair and get destroyed by, you know, things like binders of women. Is Mitt Romney a sexist pig? No. But they made him out to be because they could. And he didn't have a way to stop it. It's possible that at some sort, I don't even think that would be accurate. It seems to me that, I don't know if President Trump has ever been sexist, but he's made some comments in the privacy of one-on-one conversation that got recorded, Mr. Bush, that might make some of his behavior pig-like. So he's probably more guilty of what they accused Mitt Romney of in the past. But Trump was willing to fight back and say, this is what I want for the country. I want to reflect what the people want for this country, and I'm willing to fight for it. And the Republicans hadn't had anybody who was willing to do that. Jeb Bush was supposed to win that first election. Bush is a Mitt Romney part two, maybe part 30. I don't know. But I still don't think, in the divisive nature to what you're saying, Ryan, I still don't think that Donald Trump speaks in a way at all that is on par with this type of violent rhetoric. I don't think they should even really be in the same conversation, comparatively speaking.
I will say that Republicans wanted a fighter bad enough that they were willing to look at Chris Christie for a while, even though he is not super Republican. So Donald Trump stepped into that moment because we were so tired of the message being controlled entirely by the left about people that we thought had good policy. They might even be really good people, good guys, whatever. That we were just sick of the narrative, and he was a narrative buster. And all this other stuff is just bonus. The fact that he actually is good at negotiating peace in the world, the fact that he's actually good at running an economy, that's great. But what got him there was the fact that he was a fighter.
Let's take phone calls on this. 314-241-9797. I want to know what you think about the temperature of the political room right now. Do Republicans carry some of the responsibility in calming that, in cooling that? Is Donald Trump responsible for inflaming it? How do you feel about where Republicans need to be a part of cooler temperatures prevailing so we can get back to the issues of the day? Maybe it's never going to cool down. Maybe this is just the world we live in. 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Give us a call and tell us what you think. We'd love to have you on the show next. The YouTube live chat poll: how do you predominantly consume the Annie Fry Show? Radio, the Odyssey app, podcasting, or the Annie Fry YouTube channel? We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here this Friday afternoon. The YouTube live chat poll for today: how do you predominantly consume the Annie Fry Show? On the radio, 97.1 FM, the Odyssey app, podcasting, or the Annie Fry Show YouTube channel. Let us know what you think. We need to figure out what the markup is for YouTube votes on the YouTube live chat poll for today.
Ooh, that's true.
It's a little bit of a, like, if you listen on the radio, you want to get on the YouTube, you got to show up.
Yeah,
if you're listening on the podcast, you're SOL.
I was going to say the converse is true with podcasts because you're hearing this after the fact and the poll's over.
When will then be now? Soon. So go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote and leave us a comment as to why you listen when you do. We're just kind of paying attention to all the ways that people consume the show so we can make sure we're doing the very best job for you. We open up the phones, 314-241-9797. We want to know from you about the temperature of the political climate. It's a very, very, you know, hot moment right now where there's a lot of anger, a lot of vitriol and violence even. We were talking about the comments in the Virginia AG race where Jay Jones, the Democrat candidate, sent text that was talking about putting bullets in the heads of opponents. Like, this stuff is way far out of the realm of what is right and good. But the question I'm asking you, and we'll love to hear from you, 314-241-9797, is what responsibility do Republicans have in having caused this problem or in solving this problem? Would love to know what you think. 314-241-9797. Let's go start with David. David, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What are your thoughts on the temperature and what Republicans have done to cause it or need to do to solve it?
Hi, Annie. Gosh, I would think that most people believe that over the past decade, we've had a definite upturn in the furnace as when it comes to political discussion. And the advent of Donald Trump's entry into the political fray, I think, has a lot to do with that, based upon the rhetoric that he throws out there. Yesterday, he threatened to arrest the governor of the state of Illinois and the governor of the state of Oregon when he incited people to fight like hell at a speech at the Capitol that prompted people to fight like hell. So I think the temperature has gone up on both sides, but I truly think that it was Donald Trump that decided to raise that temperature.
So, David, you know, let's go to the speech where he said fight like hell. I don't remember that specific quote in there, but totally believe that it was in there. But I do remember him saying to protest peacefully and patriotically. Does he get credit at all for saying that? Are you assuming he means one phrase but doesn't mean the other?
I think that people hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And people were mad and upset at the outcome of the 2020 election, and they just needed to be prompted to fight like hell.
So who do you think was fighting like hell on January 6th? Who are those people that you think were motivated by his words?
Well, there were a lot of people that were prosecuted for doing what they did.
Not so much that, but like, how do you quantify those people? The people who'd be motivated by President Trump's fight like hell phrase and that would choose to not listen to him talk about being peaceful, talk about them being peaceful.
Well, I think his primary base were the ones that were completely upset with the outcome, and they heard what they heard and did what they did.
So let me ask you a question, David. You're talking about the people who are upset with the outcome of the election. Hillary Clinton wrote a book about being upset with the outcome of her election, and she has since blamed Russia, James Comey, a whole bunch of other things. Is it okay to be upset with the outcome of an election?
I think that there's historical context to it. Having somebody write a book to express how they felt it went is different from standing in front of a mob and telling them to go and fight. So, yeah, I think that there's definitely a difference.
So the people who were at the Ellipse when President Trump was delivering that speech, you're defining those people as a mob?
I think that they were prepared. They had the equipment, and they didn't just go to the hardware store and buy material to put up a lynching of the vice president.
How many people were involved in that? Where was that? Where were those gallows erected? And was it in front of President Trump and through the Ellipse where thousands and thousands of people stood up? Are we talking about the same people? Are they all the same people?
Oh, I'm sure that there's varying degrees of which. But the point is, back to your statement, I think, is that the temperature has gone up. I think Donald Trump's foray into the political arena has a lot to do with that. And I think the way he speaks does incite people to focus on their passions, be it good or bad.
Does it bother you when President Trump comes out and talks about encouraging his supporters to bring a gun to a knife fight? Is that the type of thing that bothers you about what President Trump says?
I think those types of statements aren't necessarily something that get under people's skin. But when he starts communicating threats, specifically with individuals, whether they're in politics or not.
Like what kind of threats? And by the way, that was Obama who said, bring a gun to a knife fight, but we'll just move on past that. Oh. What kind of threats does, like personal threats, are you talking about with Trump?
Well, I think prosecuting people, saying people are terrible and they should go to jail, or that, you know, they're stupid, or those types of elements. He says those on a daily basis.
Is it wrong in the country to say somebody's stupid?
The president of the United States, yes.
Go back and look at the, I think it was like, I can't remember what the specific date was. Did you watch the Red Independence Hall speech that Joe Biden gave and the things that he said about 50% of this country and the things that he called them? Do you remember that?
I recollect that there were some things that he probably shouldn't have said either.
Yeah. You know, I think to your point, you definitely feel as though I'm hearing you say you definitely feel that Donald Trump is responsible for the temperature of the room and the rhetoric as it is. Do you feel like the Democrats, I disagree with you on that, but I respect your right to have that opinion. Do you think the Democrats own any responsibility for the moment that we're in?
Absolutely.
And how would you articulate that?
Well, I don't necessarily believe that one party or the other should. If one party indicates that they should bring a gun to a knife fight, that the other side shouldn't start collecting their weapons.
That was specifically Barack Obama who said that.
Yes, I know. But as I was saying, just because one side makes a statement that can be construed as being, you know, insightful, difficult for people, that doesn't necessarily mean the other side should raise the temperature too. My point is that I think the foray into politics of Donald Trump, he's standing at the oven, turning up the stove, and that has caused other sides of the political spectrum to react to that.
So the actions of the people on the left who are committing violence, you understand the reactions that are happening, and it's because of the right that's pushing those people to behave that way.
I think there's probably some truth to that.
David, I
also would argue that the violence on the left, while there is definite violence that has occurred, it's not. There's violence on both sides that's elevated because...
Name a Republican that shot a Democrat for being a Democrat.
Name a Republican that shot a Democrat. Well, I don't know the name of the of the
I could finish the segment by listing names of Democrats who have shot Republicans for being Republican, and it goes back years. It's not even something new. David, you and I disagree, but I think you've been able to speak here, your thoughts on this issue, and I hope you felt like you were respected in the conversation.
I was, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Annie.
You bet. You call back again, and I appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
I prioritized in this conversation about rhetoric being nice.
David's original point, I don't think is completely off base. There's a argument to be made that Donald Trump has turned the temperature up with the way he talks, but the outcomes, you just can't find them. I mean, that's the way you concluded the whole call there, which is to say, well, then what's the outcome of that? Aside from January 6th, which, by the way, I looked into, Kash Patel did confirm 250 plainclothes FBI officers were in that crowd.
Oh.
Nobody talks about that. But aside from January 6th, there really is not much of an example that you can bring up. And
also, no Republicans shot at Democrats at that
point.
But
none.
There was a Republican who was gunned down in the Capitol that day. And we have a lot of questions about that moment that we don't yet understand. And then there's this, and I'm calling Andy out on our YouTube chat. I just asked, name a Democrat or name a Republican who has shot a Democrat for being a Democrat. And Andy wants me to be specific. Which registered Democrat shot a Republican? As if the political ideations are in any question here. Andy, don't be so obtuse. You're better than that. I know you're smarter than that. We're going to take a break, and I've got Philip, Rich, Mark, and Angela holding on line. We've got two lines that are also waiting for Ethan to get their details from. Your full call's next. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're taking questions right now over phone calls, listener calls. We like to open up the phones on Fridays anytime we get a chance. And I'm asking about the temperature of the room. Politically speaking, obviously everything is running really hot right now. What responsibility do Republicans have in getting us to where we are right now? And what responsibility do Republicans have in getting us away? Before I take Philip, Rich, Mark, Angela, and John's phone calls, do you have any thoughts on our last caller, David, who really said, I mean, wouldn't you say respectfully that his response was that Donald Trump is pretty much responsible for the moment we're in?
Yeah, I think that he was trying to connect those dots. And look, it's a different point to say that Donald Trump is responsible for violence. That's one point. I disagree with that. that Donald Trump is responsible for sort of turning up the temperature, I think you could make that case. But those are two different things. And I don't think you can always connect them as easily as he was trying to make them connected.
314-241-9797. We're going to get through as many phone calls as we can here. That last one went long, but David was being respectful and disagreeable, which makes for good radio. Sometimes if you want to call in and be disrespectful, that also makes for good radio, but you won't last as long as David did.
Especially if you use bad words.
It's pretty much what Ryan does to me in the breaks. All right, let's get to next phone call. He just disrespects me with FCC noncompliance.
I'm like, okay, now you're going to hear it.
And if you want to watch us on the YouTube channel, you can see him berate me.
my eyebrows go inward the minute the red light goes off.
Philip, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the Republicans' responsibility of how we got here and where we need to go. Thanks for calling the show.
Well, God bless you, Annie. You tried so hard to get David to see the light, and you can't see the light if you don't open your eyes.
Nope.
I mean, it just doesn't work. I think he and the Democrats are bamboozled, and everything that they have done in the past, all the stuff, a carefully chosen word, all of the stuff they threw at H.W. Bush, George Bush, Mitt Romney, all that stuff no longer works, so here's what they're doing. They're saying the same thing louder.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
That is a very good point.
Did you hear how he carefully chose the word stuff?
I appreciated that.
Compared to the way
you're
you
welcome.
Talk to me, Ryan.
The stuff is just another one of those S words.
I love it. With an extra
letter. Thanks a lot. I'll see you.
Thank you, Philip. I appreciate that. Let's go to Rich. Rich, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about the Republicans' responsibility and where we are and where we're going?
Well, in part, I think part of it is that, we're feeding it with President Trump's trolling, but I don't think that would be happening if it wasn't for the fact that some of these things are so absurd. I attended the Lech Walesa conference here in St. Louis last week, and they had a Q&A session at one point, and there were people who were obviously Democratic and stood up and said so, and they were asking and looking for advice from him with regard to how to protest, how to fight off the Republican anti-democracy. One lady stood up and actually asked, what do we do so that we still have elections in 2028? Because yeah. He's going to keep those from happening. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's really ridiculous, and the things that they believe are just absurd.
You know, I think, Rich, you're making a good point about this, because where the left is right now, at least the activist left, I don't think everybody who votes Democrat is here right now. These are people who are impassioned with their side, and there's nothing wrong with being impassioned about, you know, your political stance, your perspective. But they live in a reality that is so different than at least the one that I'll just speak for myself that I live in. I kind of liken it to, I think it was Louis C.K. who opened up a comedy special that he did, and he was talking about abortion. And he said, when you look, you know, it's either a baby or an abortion is just another bodily function, just like he's a little more crass than I'm being right now. The other bodily functions that you have where you pass something out. And he goes, if you think it's a baby and you look at these people who are standing, you know, very silently holding hands along the street and they're just asking for people to choose life. If you thought that people were murdering babies, you'd almost expect those people to be a little crazier than they're being right now. And when I look at the left and I hear and I talk to some of these people like you're talking about, Rich, who are saying that they think that we're done with elections, while you don't agree necessarily with the reality they're living in, it does actually offer a better explanation for their reaction and their behavior.
Right, right. And I take it back to who's actually funding this. You know, this whole thing that's popping up lately is, you know, who's creating this chaos? Who's fueling it?
Yes.
Where's this money coming from? And my, you know, follow the money trail kind of idea is, well, what are they gaining out of it by fueling it? That's what we need to be looking at as well.
Great question, or great point, Rich. Thanks for calling the show.
Very true. We're talking about violence just in terms of basically like murder. There is a lot of rioting that we're not even mentioning here in terms of political violence.
It's been outranked.
You're right.
In attention. Rich is right. Let's get to Mark. Mark, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What are your thoughts on the temperature of the room right now and what Republicans have done or need to do?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think that basically Trump has just given people the backbone to stand up for what's right. And literally, I think Trump is trying to save the world. I'm not overstating it from my point of view. He's literally trying to save the world, and it's basically a fight between good and evil, and we're good and they're evil.
Mark, thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it. I mean, of all the weeks to say that Trump is trying to save the world, he picked a good one to call in and make that statement.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim Talent said this a couple weeks ago. He said, you know, Trump is radical toward normalcy, because when you see the way he's doing it, boy, he is just bucking every trend possible. If he can do it, he's going to do it. But the things he's working toward are very, very middle of the road, back to normal American policy decisions. So it's a strange thing, because you can defend him on policy so easily, and the way he does it is what's so radical.
And I am going to make a comment about what he said about we are good and they're evil. And I'm going to say there's nobody that is politically redeemed by their political policies. If we're talking good and evil, that's a choice in words. And I don't believe that people are redeemably good because they're Republicans, or irredeemably evil because they're Democrats. I do believe that some of the policies of the far left progressive wing are evil, but I also believe that some of the policies of the moderate left are inherently evil. That doesn't make people who have voted that way irredeemable. The redeeming nature of all of these things will come from Jesus Christ, in my opinion, and it has nothing to do with political party.
That's where, yeah, I mean, this is where you get into worldview when you talk about what's good and what's evil, what makes somebody good, what makes them evil. And I think it's important to state that.
Can we take one more break? Because I still have Tim, Angela, and John. Can we do B or Not the B at 1 o'clock?
How about if you take calls while I do the B and we just do two shows simultaneously?
One of our mics will be on and one won't.
Sounds fair.
Just sit over there.
Let Brad pick.
Do your thing. You go, Ryan, intermittently. Tim, Angela, and John, I want to get your phone calls in here next. Don't go away.
Time to do the things I like. Going to the club, everything's all right.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So we're taking some phone calls here. We're going to wrap up this hour getting to Tim, Angela, and John here, who are calling us. We've had a great spanning the political realm of phone calls. A lot of conversation taking place as well on the YouTube live chat, which is lively as always. All kinds of kinds in both places. Our YouTube poll for today: how do you predominantly consume the Annie Fry Show? Radio, the app, the Odyssey app, podcasting, or the Annie Fry YouTube channel? Go vote, and we'll give you those results at the end of the show. I want to get to some phone calls here before we wrap things up. We'll start with Angela. Angela, thanks for calling. What are your thoughts on the temperature of this moment politically and what Republicans have done about it or need to do about it?
Hi, Annie. It's a great pleasure to talk to you today. My thought is that it's false to blame Trump for all the violence or the increase in the rhetoric, because it started when he entered politics. I just want to remind everyone that it was September 9th, 2016, this was months before Trump won his first election, that Hillary Clinton rolled out her basket of deplorables comment.
Yeah.
She wasn't talking about a political rival. She was talking about voting citizens of this country.
Yes.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Well, you know, I think about the conversation we're having, Angela, is about rhetoric. And that is a great example of where rhetoric was done in an aggressive way, and such a stupid thing for her to do, to talk about the people, the voters, as opposed to the opponent. If she wanted to refer to Donald Trump as deplorable, she skipped right over Trump and called people like you and me deplorable. And that puts people on the defense over and over and over again. And, you know, the Republican Party didn't see anybody who on the defense was willing to go back on the offense, and Trump did. And to your point, the Republicans kind of were backed into a corner, and they finally had a solution in Donald Trump, albeit an aggressive, divisive one at times.
And if I could make one quick point about January 6th, too, that wasn't just about the election. The year before that, there were months of riots, like 540-something riots,
yes,
fomented by Democrat leadership in,
yes,
the months prior, at the height of the pandemic lockdown. That January 6th was not just about the election.
Mm.
That was about everything that would happened in the year prior.
Angela, you upset me because I should have made that point to David. You scooped me on a good point. That's so smart. Thank you. We've got the smartest listeners out there. People look at January 6th and you know, the reference to the individuals who are at that, he called them a mob. And there was a mob, and there are still questions as to what that mob was actually made out of. But there were thousands and thousands of people who were there where he delivered that speech who never even knew what was going on the other side of the Capitol. So
absolutely.
Angela, thanks for listening. You're smarter than me.
Thanks, Annie.
Bye-bye. Let's go to John here real quick. John, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on where Republicans are in this moment, this politically charged moment that we're in right now. How do we get out of it?
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm great. I'll tell you what, the Republicans are handling it just the way they should, because the other side is just proven that they're wrong on every avenue. President Trump does not incite any violence. He's a very smart man, and you guys have a good show about him. And I'll tell you what, it's just we're in the right. The Republicans and Conservative Party is in a great place. It's probably better than it's ever been. So thanks for taking my call and have a good weekend.
John, thank you for listening. I appreciate that very much. Let's get to one more phone call here before we wrap. Tim, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. How do you feel about the politically charged moment we're in and what Republicans have done to get us here or need to do to get us out?
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too. Thanks for calling.
I think that for the past two decades, the Democrat Party has been able to say whatever it is they wanted, do whatever it is they wanted, because they knew that they were going to get the backup from the media.
Yep.
Which is why I'm no longer a Democrat. I'm voting Republican. I won't vote for another Democrat until the Democrats start to get their heads out of their butts. This is ridiculous. One thing that the Republicans don't do, they don't say they're going to kill anyone. They don't get on Facebook and say this person ought to be dead. They don't say that because I'm no longer a Democrat that I ought to be dead. But that's what I hear on Facebook, on Twitter from people, that because I'm a Republican or because I'm no longer a Democrat is really what they're upset with. Same thing with Trump. The reason why they're really angry at Trump, at least the Democratic Party, is because he's no longer a Democrat. He used to be one of theirs. He's not anymore.
Yeah. And it seems as though the party left you and left the president as well. And you guys have, in many cases, probably from a policy standpoint, stayed in the same place. But the party doesn't seem to want to reflect that any longer.
That's right.
Tim, thanks for calling the show. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
The YouTube live chat poll, how do you predominantly consume the Annie Fry Show? And, yeah, you know, I kind of thought this when I put this poll up, but you'll see. We want to know, do you listen on the radio predominantly, like the most? Odyssey app, the podcast, or the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And we know we got to figure out before we get to the results, like what's the markup for the people who are voting on the YouTube live chat poll that they watch on YouTube? It's not double. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe you didn't know that you could listen to us in all of those different places. Maybe you weren't aware that we have an app and you can stream 97.1 FM Talk all the time. Now you know, AUDACY, you can download it. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, vote in the live chat poll. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.